We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So we got to have a real conversation here.
Oh, boy.
All right. There's this list on the Chive of 25 movies celebrating America that'll have you ready to run through a wall. And I'm concerned that Bajani has seen less than 50% of these. At the end of last segment, Sean set an over-under of 7. C-Sex gave you 10.
Yeah, he gave me 10.
Let's see how many of these movies... do you believe Sean Bajani has seen? We're going to find out. Have you seen The Patriot?
Yes.
Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson, yeah.
The Departed.
Have I seen The Departed?
No, the Heath Ledger.
He's
the
oh, yeah, boy. Yeah. I'm terrible with like actors in movies, too, unless it's like the big guy. Like I know Mel Gibson.
Have you seen National Treasure?
Yes, multiple times. All of them.
So he's a Nick Cage fan.
Yeah. What was the prison one that he made too? It wasn't called Prison Break, but it was the one, Con Air.
Oh, Con Air. Yeah. That's where they're on the plane.
Yeah.
Have you seen Glory?
Glory. Is that Morgan Freeman?
Couldn't tell you because I actually haven't seen this one.
No idea.
I'm going to say no, like, but possibly if you tell me like who the main character, who the big actor is in that.
I don't even recognize the guy who's in the picture.
Okay.
So we're all 2-1.
All right.
All right, the next one, Miracle.
As in Miracle on Ice?
Yeah, Kurt Russell.
Yeah. That was really good, Kurt Russell. Mm-hmm.
The Sandlot.
Of course.
Okay.
Dude, that's 4 out of 5. Let's go.
Captain America.
No, that's one of those Marvel kind of DC movies, whatever.
Marvel movie.
No.
Captain America, the first Avenger.
I'm actually impressed that I got the comic book right.
So he's got 2 X's.
Thanks.
Have you seen Navy SEALs?
Navy SEALs? I would like to think I did, but
Charlie Sheen.
No.
That's an X. 3 X's.
Should I see that though? Because I love like military movies.
This one you have to have seen. A League of Their Own.
Of course.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite baseball movies ever.
Lincoln.
Lincoln. Yes, I saw that in the movie theater, and honestly, it is the only movie in my life that I ever fell asleep during. That was so freaking boring. But I have not given it a second chance, but I have seen it.
I will tell you, I have not seen Lincoln, but I have seen Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Okay.
Which is a way better movie than Lincoln.
I would imagine it sounds way more exciting.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yes. Oh, these are easy, dude. Come on. You should know me. Like, I'm a big history buff.
That's why I said, like, how many of these did you get?
That's 7. I hit my over-under.
Sean said his own over-under. Can he get to 10?
Can he get to mine? Come on,
Air Force One.
Air Force One. Yes. That's, is that Bill Pullman? No, it's not Bill Pullman. Who is?
It's Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, yeah.
Let's see.
8.
Forrest Gump.
Yes, 9. Easy.
Independence Day.
Yes, Will Smith. Easy.
Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Look at this. He's got 11.
Again, I was losing count. 11.
American Sniper.
Oh, yes, 100%.
12. Days of Thunder.
American Sniper. That was the guy that made the longest shot in military history. His last name started with a K, I think.
Yeah, right? He was helping other veterans of PTSD, and one of the guys was helping kill him.
He shot him, yeah. Yeah.
Days of Thunder.
Tom Cruise, yes.
See, I'm surprised he saw that one because it's auto racing.
It's fair. It was Tom Cruise back in the day. It didn't matter.
Gettysburg.
I think so, but it might be kind of like Lincoln. Like, I might have started it and not finished it.
I've not seen
this. Don't count that for me. What is it? What am I at, 12?
I'm going Days beast of Thunder, mode. I think it's 13.
Is it? All right.
Yeah.
I'm going beast mode right now. Let's go.
Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, I've seen
that. I have no idea how that celebrates America, by the way, but it's funny as hell.
All right.
Dark Thirty.
Yes, that's the movie about how they shot and killed Bin Laden.
All the military movies. Sean's all over the military
movies. Seen
them all,
yep.
Top Gun.
Yes, of course. And 2.
Inglourious Bastards.
That's Brad Pitt.
Yes.
I think it's kind of like Gettysburg, where I started it and didn't finish it.
See, that movie's awesome. That movie is awesome. It's like historical fiction.
But it's kind of comedic, isn't it?
So I said it's historical fiction.
Oh, okay.
But it's funny.
Hold on. Historical fiction, that's...
Means it's based on... It takes a historical event and fictionalizes it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think I know I haven't seen that, because that's one of those movies, kind of like the one we were talking about last night, Semi-Pro, where I was just like, that's not going to be a good movie.
No, see, that is a great movie. You'll like that movie.
Inglourious Bastards?
Yes, you will like that.
All right.
Black Hawk Down.
Yes. Was that 15?
Jaws?
Yes.
So we're going to have...
1, 2, 3,
Talladega Nights.
Will Ferrell, right? Yeah. Saw that in the theaters.
If you ain't first, you're last. Wow, so what is that for Sean? 16?
16 or 17.
Yeah.
Dude, that...
That was it?
I am impressed.
What's my batting average on that,
16?
Man?
16!
Let's go.
Look at you. Look at you, Sean, man.
However, it's movies about America.
America.
Somehow Dazed and Confused. That's the one that didn't
belong. I have no idea how that would
weird.
Fit in there.
But. All right. So if there was one movie out of that bunch that I had not seen that you would absolutely skewer me over, what would it be?
Probably Top Gun. I mean, everybody had to see Top Gun.
There's probably a few of those, yeah.
If you hadn't seen Remember the Titans, you'd have taken it. If you hadn't seen Independence Day, you'd have gotten it. If you hadn't seen A League of Their Own, you would have gotten murdered.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you know I'm a baseball guy, but any one of the highest grossing films of all time, which is basically everyone you just named.
Top Gun, Jaws, like you had to see them.
Yeah, for sure. No, I've definitely got my favorites. There is something about war movies and any era. It doesn't matter. Like, what it could be, Civil War, could be American Revolution, World War II, like present day, like Zero Dark Thirty kind of stuff. I'm all in.
Anything that's like military or historical.
Chris Kyle, by the way?
Yes, Chris Kyle.
American Sniper. I always get him and the Lone Survivor guy mixed up. That's Marcus Luttrell. Another really good movie. How did you not have Lone Survivor on that list?
I didn't make the list.
Man, Lone Survivor was fantastic.
I love the fact they got the clip of Roy Schneider, and he's throwing the chum into the water, and then the shark just comes out of nowhere and he jumps back.
Hoopa! Hoopa!
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, there's so many good moments from that movie, Jaws. That, you know what's funny? The action shots, like, in that movie, even still to this day, like, I think they're really good. I mean, you could tell, like, the shark is, like, a robot kind of a thing, but you've seen far worse in movies now. That layout stood the test of time, in my opinion. Jaws is one of the best ever. And I don't think they got much sillier after that. I mean, 2, 3, and 4 was really good. The one where they, like, little Brody, Sean, I think, was working at, like, the swim park or amusement park, and he gets eaten by the shark. Like, that was kind of hokey, but they were all pretty good.
So somebody had texted in a line from Inglourious Basterds, and he's like, "We are in the killing Nazis business, and cousin business is a booming."
I guess I'll watch that. Brad Pitt and who else?
Anybody else? Yeah, like, there's a lot of good people.
Is it probably an all-star cast of characters in that one? I mean, if Brad Pitt's in it, I just don't know why. I thought it was going to be kind of silly when it first came out, and it's got to grab me.
Brad Pitt, Quentin Tarantino, Christopher Waltz.
He probably produced the damn thing, right?
Eli Roth, Melanie Laurent, and Diane Kruger.
Okay. You lost me after Tarantino, I think.
But you'll know Christoph Waltz when you see him.
Okay.
Not a name, but like when you see his face, like, I know that dude.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. All right, PC.
He's a bad guy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
It's been a 3-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.